Morning Watch, Friday. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive extensive Christ, week 4. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive extensive Christ as the reality of all positive things. Related verses. Colossians 2:19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together, by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Colossians 1:4, 8, and 18. Verse 4. Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and the love which you have unto all the saints. Verse 8. Who also has made known to us your love in the Spirit. Verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might take the first place in all things. Ephesians 3:8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Ephesians 4:15 and 16. But holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. John 14:6 and 17. Verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Verse 17. Even the Spirit of reality, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and shall be in you. John 6:13. But when he, the Spirit of reality, comes, he will guide you into all the reality, for he will not speak from himself, but what he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. Suggested reading. In Colossians 2:19, Paul speaks not of Christ, but of holding the head. The reason for the change in terminology from Christ in verse 17 to the head is that our enjoyment of the Lord causes us to become conscious of the body. If we are those who enjoy Christ continually, we shall not continue to be individualistic. The more we enjoy Christ, the more we become body conscious. It is not normal to enjoy the Lord during the day and neglect the meetings of the church, which is his body. Even if your environment does not allow you to attend all the meetings, inwardly, you should have the sense that your whole inner being is with the saints in the church meeting. This consciousness of the body comes from the enjoyment of Christ. The more we enjoy Christ, the more intense is our desire for the body. However, if we fail to contact the Lord for a period of time, we shall automatically neglect the church life or lose interest in the meetings. This shortage of the enjoyment of Christ opens the door for the enemy, Satan, to come in to make us critical of other members of the body. But if we begin again to enjoy the Lord, the door will gradually close. Eventually, if we are constant in our enjoyment of Christ, the door will be completely shut. Then, instead of criticizing the church, we shall praise the Lord for the church life, and we shall testify how much we love it. What brings about such a change is not admonition or correction, but the recovery of the enjoyment of Christ. The dear, precious one whom we enjoy as our food, drink, and breath is the head of the body. Because Paul had a thorough realization of this, he could leap from Christ as the reality of all positive things for our enjoyment to the matter of Christ as the head. Since the Christ we enjoy as our everything is the head of the body, the more we enjoy him, the more we become body conscious. This indicates that the enjoyment of Christ is not an individualistic matter. It is a body matter. We need to enjoy Christ as members of the body in a corporate way. In Colossians 2:19, Paul speaks of all the body. The enjoyment of Christ keeps us one as members of the body. The more we enjoy Christ, the more we love the other members of the body. The enjoyment of Christ causes us to love everyone in the church life. Even those whom we find it difficult to love become dear and precious to us. However, if we do not keep on enjoying Christ, we shall despise certain ones in the church. Actually, the church and the saints remain the same. It is our attitude that changes. But if the supply of Christ is ministered to us and we begin to enjoy him again, all the members of the body will once again become lovable to us. We shall have the pleasant realization that as members of the body, we love all the other members. Because Christ's headship is in resurrection, the enjoyment of Christ spontaneously brings us into resurrection and saves us from our natural being. We all are natural. If we are not brought into resurrection through the enjoyment of Christ, we shall remain in our natural person. Praise the Lord that the enjoyment of Christ brings us into resurrection. The more we enjoy him, the less natural we are. Once again, this is not a mere doctrine, but a fact of Christian experience.